The deer got up and went away with the bundle of payos which he distributed among his people and told them about the chief's message, which of course was a great grief to them all. The youth went on home taking the two horns which he had taken from the young buck. When he got home to Wei, Istawa was waiting for him, and as he entered the doorway, "Thanks," said the chief. "Thanks that you have come already. I did not quite expect you so soon, but you have proved yourself strong and swift. All right, have a seat." As the youth seated himself, the chief got out his bag of tobacco and pipe and then he said to his nephew, "If you have anything that you have brought me, you may lay it here before me that I may give it a welcome smoke." 81. So the boy laid the two horns down on a plaque on the floor before the chief. He was very much gratified with the little horns, as though they were for some benefaction of his people. After smoking his pipe, the chief asked Siwi Istawa about his trip, and the boy told him all about it. After hearing his nephew's story of his trip, Tawai Istawa said, "You have done well, but there is some more to be done, and I have everything ready, so tonight, when you come again, I will tell you what you will do next." Late that evening, the boy went back to his uncle, and when he got there, his uncle was waiting for him. As he entered the house, he was welcomed. The chief was already smoking, and the boy seated himself by his uncle. "The weight of all this worry is getting heavier every day as I am preparing these things, and I am sad to think that here I am working only for the punishment of my children, people, but this will be the only way out of the trouble, and it is necessary to sacrifice you." As he said this, he could not help but cry. Tawai Istawa had made masks for him, each one different: Kachina, Yapincha, Masawu, and one portion was of fat meat. "Tonight you will wear these masks, one upon another, and carry these weapons of the deer, and you will go the same direction where you have been going for your running, up the mountain range where there is some wood. Build your fire there, and when you get enough live coals, take one and put it in the mouth of the top mask and blow on it, and this will give the look of having eyes of fire, and your fire will be seen from the pueblo. Then come running, and when you get here, come through the small south alley and run up the ladder to the top floor of this house. Up there you will find corn in mitates. Start grinding for a few moments and then go down again and out the same way. If the men in the kiva be brave and big-hearted, they will come out and try to catch you." With these instructions, Siwi Istawa was dressed up in a dreadful and fearful costume, and he went out to where he was directed. He built a fire, and the people, seeing it from the village, wondered who or what it was having a big bonfire, and by the reflected firelight the people could see, even at that distance, something standing in the glow. The fire went down lower and lower, and finally it died out. Then they saw a light coming toward the town, coming closer and closer. When it came up, they saw that this terrible being had eyes of fire, and those who saw him fell with fright in their doorways or wherever they happened to be. He entered through the alley into the plaza and went to the chief's house, where he ascended to the top floor and could be heard grinding corn. 82. Then down he came and went out again toward the direction he had come from. Now it happened that there was a little boy who was just thought to be an outcast, and he was with some other boys who were looking down at the dance from the kiva top. This boy was not at all frightened and saw everything. He called down into the kiva to the dancers and told them that some dreadful ghost had come. But everybody called him a liar and would not believe him. This boy, whose name was Kokoi Laftio, Poker Boy, was just a poor boy and was living with his old grandmother. Regardless of what Kokoi Laftio had told the people in the kiva about the ghost, the dancing went on with full force until morning. But that day, everybody was telling about this terrible ghost, and so the Young men declared that they could catch the ghost that night. After dark, the young men placed themselves in many hiding places from where they might leap out at the ghost. But when he came, they all fell down with fright. And after coming to, they ran for their lives. Kokoi Laftio was watching the dance. From the kiva top, wrapped up in his little mouse skin robe, and he was not a bit scared. The young men tried for 2 nights, but alas, the creature was so frightful that he could not be caught. The next day the little boy told his grandmother about the ghost. "Grandma," Kokoi Laftio said, "for 3 nights some frightful ghost has been coming to the village and the young men have tried to catch him but all have failed. It is time," said the old lady, "that we get our warning because of what has been going on. This is a warning of punishment or some calamity which will fall upon us all, and it will be something that no one can escape." "Tonight," said the boy, "they will lay for him again and I would like to be with them. If he is caught, I would like to see what he is. It must be something more than man who can handle this thing with magic or witchcraft power." "So go," said the grandmother, "and get me a sumac branch." Kokoi Laftio obeyed his grandma and went out after a little branch. When he came back with it, the old woman brought out from the back room her materials of feathers and cotton yarns, of which she made 2 prayer plumes and put them on this sumac twig, and with her little pipe she smoked her earnest prayer over her offering to the gods. "Take this, my son," she said to the boy, "to the Masawa shrine and set it therein and pray for the best, but before you leave look around carefully, and if you find their Masawa's digging stick, pick it up and replace it with this one. This is the exact duplicate of it." 83. As she said this, she handed him an old digging stick, pretty well weathered. Kokoi Laftio took the stick and the prayer offering to the shrine. There he placed the peos, looked around carefully, and seeing the stick he picked it up and replaced it with his grandmother's. Then he came back. The grandmother was very thankful for the stick. "This stick of Masawa's is a wand of power, and with it you might be able to knock down that ghost. So, my dear child," said the old woman, "it may be best that you station yourself in the narrow alley through which he comes and goes." That evening after dark, Kokoi Laftio, instead of going to the kiva top to look on the dance, went into the alley to wait for the ghost. As he was sitting there in the dark, someone came and the boy looked, and alas, there was Masawa himself standing before him, and Kokoi Laftio was stunned with fright for a moment and could not speak. "You certainly did a wise thing," said Masawa to the boy, "by taking my stick. But here is something that will hide you and keep you from being seen," and he handed him 4 grass brush bristles and advised him what to do. Kokoi Laftio was very thankful, and he sat down with the bristles in one hand, the stick in the other, and waited for his chance on the ghost. Now, some of the strong young men had also stationed themselves outside the village to await the coming of the ghost. At the same time, the dancing was still going on in the kiva. Toward midnight the ghost was seen coming, and all the supposed brave-hearted fell down with fright, but Kokoi Laftio was still himself. When the ghost passed him, he got up and waited for his return and got ready for the attack. The ghost jumped off the house, ran into the alley, and with all his might, Kokoi Laftio struck him with Masawa's stick and knocked him down. As he fell, the boy was on top of him and he held his breath, for he was half scared then. Finally he asked, "Who are you?" "It is I," said the ghost, "but don't ask me more, but take me into the kiva. In there you will see who I am." As they walked over to the kiva, the dancing was on with full force, and when they got on top, Kokoi Laftio called in, and he was not heard on account of the beating of the drum, and again he called at the very top of his voice. This time he was heard, so he said, "Be courteous to this guest who is my companion, for I am not alone." 84. Hearing Kokoilaftio's voice, the whole kiva became silent and all held their breath. Finally a voice called out, "Come in. Come right in." The ghost started down the ladder first with Kokoilaftio following him, and the people in the kiva were all looking up to see what was coming in. When the ghost exposed himself to the firelight, the people were stricken with fright and fell to the floor. One by one, when they came to, they crawled out of the kiva. Only a few old men were left, and the ghost and Kokoilaftio seated themselves in front of the firelight. Seeing this frightful creature, the old men hung their heads and were silent. Finally, one of them spoke and said, "For all our conduct of crime, it is already too late and we must suffer, and who knows what will become of us. Perhaps we may learn from this man, whoever he is, but we can do nothing. Call our father, the chief." And at this request Kokoilaftio went out and called the chief. He pretended to be very much surprised at being called away in the night, but he took his bag of tobacco and his pipe and went to the kiva with the boy.